Earlier this week, I went down to the Advent Health Urgent Care because I just was feeling a little sticky. And
What?
Well, anyway.
Why sticky?
The lady there was like, you got acute bronchitis. And I was like, oh, thanks. You got a cute little ass, too. And then she scowled at me for no reason. And I was like, you started it.
Can that be our quote?
Anyways, ladies and bronies, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about Dumbledore movie.
That's the title.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. And we're doing this video a little bit earlier. Different than most of our videos, as you see in the title. This is going to be like a spoiler-free review, kind of like a should you watch it for the first, I don't know, 5 minutes, something like that. We'll tell you when we're going to start talking about spoilers, but we're not going to talk about any right now. Yeah. For now, we all watched it here at the table. We're going to go around and we're just going to be like, we're just going to talk about what we thought about the movie, spoiler free, and should you watch it. So, any of you guys want to start out or you want me to start out with it?
You could start off.
Like, anyways, I'm Nick, and to my right is Zach. He's not there anymore. There he is.
Hi.
And to my left is Vicky.
And I'm Jack. And starting off with my little review right here, I like the movie. You know, it's a, to give you the short answer, should you watch it? Yes, I think you should, especially if you've watched the past two movies. You know, like, you kind of got to, I don't know, watch the next one in the series. You can't really just skip out on it if you plan on, I don't know, trying to watch any in the future if they do come out with any. The action was pretty good. The story was pretty good. You know, I'm really sad to see that Johnny Depp wasn't in it. I mean, as we all knew. But Mads, really filled in the role of Grindelwald, which was, you know, if they had to pick out one person, that was probably, like, the dude who probably would fill in that spot the most or the best. His performance was really, really, really good. And, it was just, you know, we got to see some, like, really cool beasts, really cool animals, and really cool, like, fighting scenes and stuff like that. More into the story about what's his name? It's the other Dumbledore that we that was alluded to in the past movies. What do you mean?
Never mind. Keep going.
No, this isn't a spoiler.
Are you talking about his brother?
Keep going.
Yeah, I think his name's Credence in here.
That's not a spoiler.
That's not the brother though.
Yeah. Anyways. We get to see more of his story. We get to see more of Newt's stories and Dumbledore. We get to see, take a look into his past and whatnot. It's pretty good. Pretty good. I say you should watch it.
All right, Vicky.
Like Jack said, you kind of have to watch these movies in order. Like, oh my God, the way they set it up, it just makes you want to like want more. And I feel like I wanted more, but it also cured something that like I was just like, this is satisfying me. I'm like okay with this.
It had a good payoff at the end.
Yes, it paid off very well because I was just like, oh my God, this is everything I want and more.
Jack said that before.
Hello? Wait, what would you say? What'd you say? Okay. Anyways, it was a good movie. It was set up really nicely, so like each moment you were watching it you weren't like, oh God, is this like gonna end or anything, but yeah, you definitely should watch this movie. It was really good.
So thumbs up. People should watch it.
I think everyone should watch this movie.
I think that's what you just said like three times.
No matter if you like Harry Potter or not, it's a very good movie. It's like, just, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Me personally, I don't think you should watch it.
Damn.
What the heck? Oof.
I just...
Conflicting opinions.
The movie was fine, but it doesn't stack up with any of the other Harry Potter movies. And I can't remember if I watched the second movie, but I watched the first movie. I actually liked the first Fantastic Beasts movie a lot. But this one, for some reason, just... aside from Grindelwald's actor and Dumbledore... I like both of them as actors. They played their roles pretty well in this movie, I think. But
did you think Mads had a good replacement of Grindelwald?
Yeah, I think it was a very faithful replacement putting him in. I really liked him as Grindelwald. Everything else, though, I feel like the plot was kind of boring. There was so many plot twists, and the way they arrived at the conclusion just didn't really feel satisfactory to me. So, all in all, the movie was okay. Should you watch it? Probably not.
All right, fair enough. So, I understand the whole Johnny Depp thing. Obviously, he was Grindelwald, and then he got replaced.
Yep. My boy Johnny.
I think the actor that they got to replace him did a fine job as Grindelwald. I think all the actors in this movie do a good job at playing their characters, which is an upside for this movie. But I'd say unless you're a Harry Potter, like if you're not a Harry Potter fan, right, I say you should skip this movie. But if you're a Harry Potter fan, you're probably going to go see this movie anyways just because you like Harry Potter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that these Fantastic Beasts movies do not live up to the amount of expectations that they have considering how good the Harry Potter movies were.
Right.
They're just not as good as the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
That could be agreed on.
This movie, I feel like the plot was not very good. I feel like it was kind of, you didn't really care. They didn't give you a reason to care enough to care about these characters. Like, I didn't really care who won or anything like that. And I know a lot of people are already skipping this movie anyways just because of the whole Johnny Depp thing, just because they didn't bring him back for accusations that never got solved. They're still being solved in court right now. So I understand that. I would have liked to actually see how Johnny Depp would have handled his character in this movie, because this is basically like Grindelwald's big movie for the Fantastic Beasts. So I would have liked to see him in it, but the actor they did get, like I said, did a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're boiling it down to should you see this movie, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you're probably going to see it anyways. There's good moments in it. Like the fight scenes, they looked cool. And the Fantastic Beasts are fantastic in this movie. I just think the plot heavily weighs this movie down. And that's why I think normal people wouldn't really enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
Normal people who don't know what Harry Potter's about.
Is yours yes, watch it, or no, don't watch it?
It's kind of like a mix. Because it's a little different because there's a whole fandom behind this versus just it's like a normal movie. So it's like, if you're a Harry Potter fan, go see it. I don't think you'll be like very disappointed.
Right.
It's obviously not as good as normal Harry Potter movies, but like you'll like it.
Right.
But a normal person who knows nothing about it or just doesn't like Harry Potter, just skip the movie.
Right.
In my opinion. That's what I think.
All right, so that's pretty much it.
That's our little 5-minute digest of the movie. Should you watch it or not? I think it's kind of split down the middle.
It is. Yeah. Now we're going to get into the...
We're entering the realm of spoilers.
Spoilers. So if you haven't seen it yet, or you just haven't seen it and you want to get it spoiled,
switch off this video, go watch it, and come back and join the conversation.
Yes. Sure. All right. So, I have a question real quick.
Yeah,
go for it.
Did we ever, I don't remember in the last movies, but you know like how Grindelwald has the Elder Wand, right?
Yeah.
Did we see how he got that wand? Or
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Or because he has Dumbledore's wand.
I think it's because I didn't see the second movie.
It's obviously alluded to, because, okay, we found out that there's going to be more of these movies, because this wasn't the end.
Obviously, yeah.
Grindelwald lives and whatnot.
Money.
So, and obviously we see in Harry Potter that Dumbledore has the Elder Wand. So it's reasonable to make an assumption that Dumbledore eventually is going to not kill, because Grindelwald is like in Harry Potter, like in the very last movie.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
he's in Deathly Hallows?
Yeah.
He's
so,
in wait.
Yeah. So when Voldemort is... it's in the very end of Deathly Hallows Part 1. Voldemort's... it's after Dumbledore just died, right? And he's got put into the grave. And Voldemort's going to search for their Elder Wand because, you know, he needs the Elder Wand to defeat Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
So he breaks into Azkaban where Grindelwald is, and he's like, hey, like, Grindelwald's like, oh, you it's been a while. I figured you'd come and visit me one of these days. And he's like, where's the wand? And he's like, oh, it's where Dumbledore lies. Which I don't know how he would know that, but or how yeah.
Voldemort why would he go, know that. Why would he go visit Grindelwald if because Dumbledore has the wand? If he's looking for the wand, why would he go to Grindelwald?
I don't know. If Dumbledore has the wand. Maybe we'll see in the later movies, maybe some sort of interaction between young Voldemort and
that would be cool.
Grindelwald, because they obviously like I mean
Tom Riddle.
Yeah, Tom Riddle and Grindelwald, because I mean
is that of, his time period?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because literally Voldemort goes and visits him, like and I think I don't know, I think he's like born a little bit later. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know the whole Harry Potter timeline.
I mean, yeah.
Like, so, I don't know where things happen.
So, yeah, anyways, where was I? We were talking about the Elden Wand.
Yeah.
So, it's reasonable to assume that Dumbledore is eventually going to best Grindelwald mm-hmm. and lock either him up. Probably just disarm him. What did you just say?
And lock him up.
Oh, they said knock him up.
He already did.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Take me down to the dungeon.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, so that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Or they might just pull, like, a, oh, you don't know, like, something else happens or whatever.
They
but
definitely left it open-ended for another movie.
No.
I love that. I love that.
I mean,
I love that, yeah.
I felt like it wasn't satisfying.
Okay.
They could have came to a conclusion in this movie in that very end scene, but instead Grindelwald just simply escaped.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, as much as I do like Mads, who played Grindelwald in this movie, like, Johnny Depp would have been so much, like, freaking, like, just seeing him in that position would have been just so much better. Because it was, like, it was just straight Grindelwald, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It was just, we got to see so much more of him.
He talked a lot more in this movie than in the previous movies.
Do you think Grindelwald being played as Johnny Depp would have saved the movie for some people?
Oh, of course.
Most definitely.
I'm sure for me, personally,
I don't think it would.
No.
Me neither, because, like, I said this, I think, in the beginning, but, like, I thought the actors were actually really good in this movie.
Yeah, not mm-hmm. disagreeing with that.
I like them all. Like, even young Dumbledore, I thought he even kind of looks like him
mm-hmm.
In a way.
Well, I guess that's what they're going for.
Yeah, but, I mean, then they did a good job on that, because I don't even think his beard's real.
What? No, it is.
Is
it's
it?
Real.
What?
It's real.
I don't know. I looked it up on Google and he was just fully shaven, but whatever.
I mean, people do that sometimes. I do that on the rare occasion.
Actors will have, like, I don't think the actor who played Dumbledore looks like Dumbledore in real life.
Fuck off. I'm trying to help.
His beard is CGI.
Whatever. Prior they did it on Superman.
Contrary to belief, he doesn't wear a giant nightgown with a big magical hat on after the hours during the after the movie.
He doesn't?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think so.
Well, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Sorry to break it to you.
I don't know. I didn't have any issues with Dumbledore. I guess the only thing is I wish there was more of him in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are your quarrels with this movie? Because I don't like
the movie is.
What about Dumbledore's the plot name was is, wrong?
Dumbledore's thought, name is in the title. I just feel like he wasn't in the movie.
Well, he was, that is something he was behind I wanted to bring it,
up.
Though
that was something I wanted to bring up.
Sure, but
the movie's called Secrets of Dumbledore. What was his secret?
Well, we did find out how they killed
the blood
his bond,
the blood thing.
That was his secret.
And how they killed the sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and how Credence and the sister were the same.
So maybe not just secrets of
they had the same problem,
but secrets
they
of
have the same problem.
Dumbledore so does Grindelwald. They're all the same. They all have the same problem.
How are they all the same? Elaborate.
So, do you remember that scene where that dead animal, Grindelwald is like, bring it to life or
the
something?
The magic deer.
Yeah,
what
so
is
like,
it called? The Jillian or something?
I forgot.
I'm not sure. So, like, they were bringing it to life. This is what I got from that scene. I may be wrong. But so he was, like, it was dead. But he was, like, bringing it back to life, but it was still really, it was dead.
Yeah, like, bewitched it.
Like, so yeah, animating it. Exactly. He was, like, animating it. And he was, like, we are able to do this, talking to Credence, because I was, like, oh, they probably can do the same thing. That's what, like, they're, like, what's wrong with them or, like, why people, like, look down upon them or something. Like they have the same thing going on, and in the movie, I think it was either Dumbledore was saying to Newt's commander that like their sister, who like died in the movie from like the their cloths pass. It's a real thing. It's a there's a lot to explain, but so that he was explaining that she also has the problem that like has the thing that Credence has or is going through, and that she had a lot of pain. So like, I thought that was really cool what that all they
do
had.
Do you think they did has. A good job explaining that?
Like, not really. I think they still left some things out.
Yeah, I didn't catch that at all. I mean, I got the whole thing with like, you know, how they accidentally murdered their sister over like a family spat, but I never caught that parallel between those three characters.
No, but really? What is
I don't know.
What is like the power that like Credence has? Like the whole like anomaly thing.
I'm not sure. Because like, they were saying it's something like dark magic or something. That's what the whole like ambiance was like what I got from that. It was like something dark and like it really like kills you from the inside. Like it literally slowly kills you or something. That's what like I got from that. I may be wrong. You
turn into a giant like just black smoke monster. Yeah. Like, and it was cool because I don't know. I like the fight scene between him and Dumbledore in this movie.
Exactly. That's where they showed his pain.
But... Can I be honest?
What?
For the very beginning of the movie, I thought that was Snape.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the...
I mean, it kind of resembles...
The Kylo Ren knockoff?
Yeah.
He's literally just... he looks like a younger Severus Snape. And I was like, why is Severus Snape in this movie?
Credence?
I thought Credence was Snape. My
Did you not watch the other that? Movies?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the second movie. Why you don't movie. Like this? It just... No. The reason why I didn't like this movie was... the plot is simple enough... It's just, there were multiple points where, like, the muggle guy and the council lady, what's her name? The black lady? I forget their names.
Lally.
They just go on, like, such long exposition vomits, and it was just boring, and I tuned out at parts. Yeah, so I just didn't really follow the plot.
Like, when they were talking? To the T.
Just, like, when they're on in the train, and they're, like, just... splooging exposition. I just got bored and was I tuned out.
I thought
and
it was so cool.
Lost track. I thought the happening. Train was cool, but like I will admit there are parts in like throughout the middle of the movie that I was just like I don't really know what's going on right now. I'm just kind
of
bored.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt that a little bit, but the whole plot of the movie was for us to be like we're supposed to be confused because it was like Dumbledore and Grindelwald like shared thoughts or something, or like he can see Grindelwald can see the future or like see things that happens.
Yeah, I got that part. Like I thought he got that from
killing the
deer.
Yeah, the deer.
Okay, yeah. So he can see into the future because
how does that make sense?
Which is something
because they can see like.
So you murder a magic deer and now you can see the future.
Well, he saw it through its blood.
Yeah, through the blood. Through the blood. See the. So and then like reflections and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for like through the movie, like. Dumbledore was like, guys, he can see like what we're planning. Mm-hmm. We need to have multiple plans going on at once. And that's what was happening. They were showing like those multiple plans, which I thought was so cool. And like, I was just like, okay, what are they like? What is the end goal here? Because we weren't allowed to know. Neither were they. So like
they all had the briefcases, it was really obvious who had it.
What, Newt?
Yeah.
He didn't have it.
Or the girl. The girl had it.
His assistant. Yeah,
the assistant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was really obvious. That
I kind of forgot she existed. So at the end, when they had the briefcases, I was like, wait.
I was literally, I'm like, the girl has it. There's no way he has it because they wouldn't kill the deer. And it's like, then she appears. And I'm like, I think they literally just wrote this plot for people to forget that character just so she could appear and save the day at the end.
It worked. Yeah. I forgot she was there. I
forgot the character existed and that's how it ends.
Exactly.
It's like, I mean, I guess. I like the bagel briefcase.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, whenever just briefcases exploded with random garbage, I thought that was funny.
It was so, I don't know. But I thought like, this movie was so
but
cool.
The way
I don't get the way you combat this. It's like, okay, this guy can see the future, right? So he knows what's going to happen. Let's make up a ton of different plans.
He can only see, like, I think, bits of the future. I think not, like, the whole thing. He can only see, like, bits of what's going to happen.
So you know that dinner party he knew... Jacob was gonna come up and like point a wand at him and threaten him.
Yeah,
like he knew that because he saw it in like the reflection.
Right,
like those are the kind of things he sees. Like he can see like future things I believe that are gonna happen to him. not just like them just talking in a room. You can't just, I'm thinking just eavesdrop.
Okay.
Like, fair. Yeah. I feel like that's so lazy though, because he could have literally seen the future. The point, the moment where Dumbledore decides who's having the briefcase with the
gentleman. I don't know. I don't know what the limitations are of him being able to see.
Nobody knew who had it.
What do you mean?
Like nobody. So nobody knew what briefcase had the thing in it.
They were all chosen at random. They just like shuffled them around.
Yeah.
Literally. That was the whole point. No one knew.
Briefcases.
Mm.
It's for them not to know and for to create like multiple.
Divergence. That's why they okay. So the way that Newt grabbed the briefcase. It, like, looked like he knew that that was his briefcase, and that's why they, like, singled him out, and he was the one walking up the stairs. Also,
before that, I forgot what the Muggles guy name is.
Oh, Jacob, he went to go grab that one.
He went to grab it, Dumbledore was like, no. So I'm like, so it's in that one?
There was a reason, because I think they were trying to single someone out, or for, like, to be the decoy. I think that would be a better...
It didn't matter, because he...
Explanation.
Both of them, like, were the false ones anyway.
Exactly, but yeah.
I think... I don't know. I think maybe like just for, I don't know.
You know what I would have loved so much better and probably would have swayed my opinion somewhat? The scene where Dumbledore goes to the Muggle guy and he's like, you have nothing to worry about. You don't have the chilling in your briefcase. I would have liked it so much better if he actually did and he was just telling him that to give him a confidence boost. And then he was the one that actually got it in the end and brought it to the...
He wouldn't have survived.
Group of people. I think that would have been so cool though, because he's like
the movies. They can
because the entire story is basically them hyping this guy, being like, because he's, you know, he's kind of second guessing himself. He's not special anyway. But these guys are saying you have a good heart, and that means a lot in the world of magic. So you just don't give yourself enough credit. And if they actually went all the way to the end of the movie and the conclusion or the climax was him like presenting the chillin, that would have been so much such a better payoff.
I thought the chillin was gonna choose him. I thought the chillin was gonna go up to the Muggle Jacob and choose him, because like they were like, oh, you have a good heart and stuff. I thought that was he was gonna kneel in front of him.
That would be dumb.
Why? He's a Muggle. But that would have been, everyone would have been like, what the heck? And then be like, I guess we have to accept them now. That would have been like, so dope.
The one thing that didn't sit right with me is how swayed all the rest of the wizards' just opinions are. It's like, one second they're like ready to go to war with Grindelwald, and they're like, yeah, kill all the Muggles! And then the deer like turns around and picks someone else, and they're like, yay,
save the humans!
Yay, everyone! Peace.
Can you imagine that was like, actually how election fireworks. System works? You can just flip-flop that easily.
Like, yeah, I take that back. That's kind of funny. Peace. No, but how?
Because I thought it'd be kind of interesting for it's like, okay, there's some groups of wizards that still think.
Yeah, I thought people were gonna fight back and be like, "What the heck, like,
dude?" So this whole movie, I thought like shit was actually gonna go down, like because the trailer shows Grindelwald being like, "The war on the Muggles begins today," but that never happens. That's like something that happens at the very end.
It'd be cool if they just. I feel like going to the streets and just killing a bunch of Muggles.
No, but I feel like that would have been cool if like things escalated to that point and they are trying to prevent like bloodshed from happening.
Do we know why Grindelwald wants the Muggles?
It's just like my expectations were shattered in this movie.
He thinks that wizards are the superior race.
I mean, don't all wizards think that except for like Dumbledore?
He's Wizard Hitler.
I don't know.
Well,
he just doesn't want people like mingling with Muggles.
And that's not who...
Because they're tainting their blood.
That's tainting not what, the bloodline. They're pure.
I guess.
That's why in Harry Potter they're like, oh, like, half-blood, like, you're not...
Making them weaker.
Like
the Mudbloods.
The Mudbloods, yeah.
Racism.
I really thought they gave Jacob, like powers and stuff. Like, just by... Like, from the trailers, like, they're like, oh, here's a wand. And I was like... A Muggle could just get a wand this entire time,
and they
like
can do magic.
I know.
I was like, "What? That makes what?"
I was so confused.
I was about to be like, "What? That? What? That'd be kind of dumb, because then that just defeats like nobody's a wizard. Why isn't just get a wand? A yeah. But then it
what were you gonna
out,
say,
like,
Zach?
You just.
I don't know.
You said to be fair.
Magic from other wizards and stuff.
Oh, so he never made any spells.
You never saw that.
No.
Like,
no, he never did. The wand didn't even work.
It was just a fake.
Like, Lally would, like, stick. In the scene where he, like, went up and threatened Grindelwald or whatever and pointed the wand at him, Lally...
Grindelwald knew he was powerless?
No, he didn't know that, but... Or, actually, I thought he was.
I don't know.
I think he did, because he knew he was a Muggle, so he didn't... He was like, he's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But she, like, pretty much like took control of his wand and like pointed it upwards, and like she created the storm, but it looked like he did.
Yeah, so yeah, she like puppeteered him.
So, kind of. Just like to set something straight. So like in the normal Harry Potter movies, you know, as you're learning with, as you're like watching the kids learn spells and stuff, they have to, you know, do certain hand motions for it, and they have to
like say.
I thought they had to say a word.
Like incantations.
Yeah.
So, well, they like, also didn't do in that movie, in the later movies of Harry Potter. I saw it,
like,
well,
in this movie, they were just doing a lot of just, like, wha-bam, blah,
blah, yeah, actually, wait, it wasn't there, like, Snape didn't say words, you know, when Harry he was Potter, combating?
They taught them that you could just think about, think
you
it.
Can you think can think it, but for the kids, it's better to, like,
yeah, because in the later movies, like, in Half-Blood Prince, especially in the Deathly Hallows, the big fights... Nobody was saying
yeah,
words. They were just like they were flicking away, dude. Yeah, they just they were just blasting.
But I'm sure when you're learning, they want to hear you say it like the correct way.
Swish and flick.
Understandable.
Like
I just thought you had to say it.
That's why they make us write so many essays.
Remember, stupid. And remember to swish and flick the fuck out of your wands like this. Yeah. Use Accio.
Oh, Accio, yo.
So, Zach, do you like the Harry Potter series?
Mm-hmm. I love Harry
Potter. You didn't like this series?
I read the books like twice.
I watched the Harry Potter movies annually.
I think the books are way better than the movies.
I didn't read the books, and I also didn't get into the movies until like senior year because I refused to watch them for some weird reason. So...
I watched like the.
I'm only like new to the Harry Potter world. Well, not senior year, like maybe like high school.
Have you ever been to Universal? Harry Potter?
Like once.
Dude.
Butterbeer's so good.
When I was a kid.
I still haven't had it. I really want it.
When I was a kid, I still have them. My dad, when I was a kid, he carved out Harry Potter wands for me and Mary.
Oh my god!
Me and my sister.
I remember.
I have the.
You still have in your room.
I still have them. I have like a little wand stand in my room with all these wands that he like made. It was so cool.
Yeah,
I should have brought it. I have.
He made like he made Harry's wand, Hermione's wand. He made the Elder wand.
I have the Elder wand.
I have it too.
That's so dope.
I have them because I got it from Universal. Yeah, the
I really hope Disney isn't watching this. By the way, I mean.
Damn.
I mean, what are they gonna do? They just made a glorified stick.
Yeah. But I really.
That's our property.
As long as you're not selling it, I don't think they can.
I really like the series because I couldn't visualize
Warner Bros.
I mean, I couldn't visualize what was going on, like, before, like, everyone, like, in Harry Potter. I couldn't visualize, like, how did they get this? What happened to this? I like this series because, like, it gives me kind of insight. I don't know if you feel like it's, like, it not you, like, showing it. Yeah, saying. It gives me the beginnings. I feel, like, do you not like this because you don't think it, like, lives up to, like, this, like, the original?
I don't think it definitely lives up to the original Harry Potter.
I thought it was so dope.
I think it doesn't. The school part is a lot more interesting than.
Yeah.
Just kind of the teachers running around saving the world.
I was so cool that they had Minerva, though. That was so cool.
Like, I'm really excited for the game that's going to come out
soon. The Wizarding game?
The Wizard game.
What is it coming out on?
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
But my
problem... Multiplayer?
I don't think so. But it's like a role-playing game, so you get to
be like a Red Dead. It'd be like RDR, but with wands.
You get to have the sorting hat sort you
into
your own place, and you get to have this whole world. You get to learn. You get to go to classes, and you learn stuff. And
I can't wait to make seven different playthroughs until I get Hufflepuff.
Dude.
Imagine you can't play the game because you keep making playthroughs trying to get into the house that you want.
Dude.
I don't remember what it's even called, but I think it comes out like next year or early.
I think it's this year.
Or late this year.
This is 2022.
So getting back on the movie, another thing I didn't like was the whole subplot with the muggle guy and his wife.
Was that really a subplot, though?
Ginny? Grinny? What is her name?
I feel like that's kind of a subplot because
I guess I think it was more of a plot built off of last movie.
It was from the last movie.
It was just
you should have watched it.
I don't understand why Queenie went over to Grindelwald's side in the first place because like she was doing like the one thing that he just hated, which was like mixing with muggles.
Exactly, that didn't make any
and
sense.
She's like, you know,
can you guys
right.
explain to me what happened in the second movie?
So, honestly, I can't remember.
It was basically like the only thing you need to know in the end is like Grindelwald. pretty much conjures up like a bunch of support
yeah.
from like wizards and stuff. Because before this, he was just like a one or two man army.
And what does he bewitch Gwynny?
No, he just kind of like
he persuaded her.
He gets a lot of like the important witches and wizards into like one place, like a meeting place. And he basically just explains his plot, and like pretty much everybody agrees with him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if you want to change the world, come with me. And he like waves his wand and like,
I am correct, and you want to join me in my conquest. I mean, not really
that. No, he just was very persuasive yeah, to people. Yeah,
so he got a bunch of followers that way. And Gwynny was like, for some freaking reason, she was like, you know what? I'm dating a muggle, and I'm about to marry him. Actually, I want to kill him all now. Let's go.
I think she was trying to protect him. I think Grindelwald was, like, threatening her or threatening something.
Because he wasn't the whole, like, meeting place. There's people who didn't go in. He didn't kill them, but he kind of just set the place on fire after he left. So, yeah. They could have escaped. They could have just, you know, like, abbreviated out of there after.
So would she have left him just because she was like, oh, well, I don't want to taint my blood?
Yeah, maybe Vicky was right that she left because she, like.
I think she was trying to.
Maybe she didn't. She probably didn't want to kill them all, but she probably didn't. She was like. Maybe I shouldn't get muggle HIV.
No mixing. I'm the exception, though. Maybe if I go over with him, he'll let me.
I don't think that's what she believed. HIV. I think she was just trying to protect her. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if she worked for Grindelwald, then he, like, wouldn't kill the one
man that she loved. I don't know.
Schneider, are you good, brother?
I'm good.
Are you having a tummy ache?
No.
Our editor died.
She probably figured he was going to win because. I don't know, because
it was a lot of support. It was a lot of support. Have
the blood bond, like that Dumbledore had. Like, you know how Dumbledore had like the.
He had some bracelet.
Yeah, the thing that would.
Yeah, Grindelwald didn't have. What the heck?
And then Grindelwald was able to just like I don't.
He even said like if we tried to move against each other,
they'd both like, die.
Yeah, so where is that physical representation on Grindelwald?
I don't know. I think they had a meeting in the beginning of the movie.
Does he have a cock ring around him?
Doesn't it feel... God, can you stop?
And if they move on each other, it just sounds like a
J.K. Rowling thing. Jesus. I mean,
but he was like, oh man, doesn't it feel like threatening or something? Doesn't it feel like weird having it that or something? Or he still has that? I can't remember what they said in the beginning of the movie, but...
I also completely forgot about it until it
came up. Well, at the beginning, I remember him saying, like, oh, I'm so used to it being around my neck. How does it feel being around yours now?
How does that work? Did it just switch off?
Maybe it was that. Yeah, maybe it's like a... it's like a switch-off kind of thing. Like, so, like, one year, like, one of them gets it, and the other, like...
They meet up for coffee and just switch off?
I don't know about that. Maybe just, like, teleports the other person, just appears on them.
Yeah,
it's the magic,
someone...
It's the magic world. Maybe
someone tell us what it does, or, like, how that works in the comments.
That'd be awesome if somebody knows.
Please, explain to us.
I'm waiting for them to do something with, like, the phoenix that was around the whole movie. I'm like, oh, that's the phoenix. That's, like, Dumbledore's pet.
It's Credence. It's hovering around Credence because Credence is dying.
It's the family's pet.
Well, the Dumbledore.
So is that not the phoenix that Dumbledore has?
I think so. They don't die. They live forever.
Same one. They just
So they're gods.
They reincarnate.
But like, isn't that so? In this movie, we learn that the phoenix kind of like flies and stays near a Dumbledore who's like nearing death and getting ill, and we start to see the phoenix more and more in Harry Potter towards the end of. The movies. You see what I'm saying? Like, we see that we get introduced to it, and I forgot which movie we get introduced into it, where Harry's like, hey, your bird just died. He's like, oh, no, it's fine. It'll just come back to life.
That's so dope. I did not.
Like, in the very beginning, we don't see any of it. And then, as it progresses, we see a lot of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And towards the very end, I think it was the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Dumbledore even uses it to, like, and like teleport away.
Oh, that's so dope.
Dumbledore wasn't alive in Deathly Hallows.
In the part one?
Part one, no.
Maybe
it was in Half Blood Prince.
Yeah, I'm talking about Half Blood Prince.
Because in Half Blood Prince is when Harry Potter goes on an entire errand run with Dumbledore to like try to save his life or some shit.
Kill the Horcruxes.
Drink up. Drink you have your to medicine. Keep going. That sounds
and then he drinks all
TikTok.
His medicine, and then he's just like, "Wow, Maelstrom!" That scene was so cool. I need to watch.
That sound is going around on TikTok. It's really funny.
I know what I'm doing. I'm watching Harry Potter.
Okay.
You guys want to get into ratings now?
Sure.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it short and sweet.
Short and sweet. If you've stuck around this long, wow, thank you very much. Now we're going to do our ratings.
You stuck around this long, wow.
I know that sounded very insincere, but I'm just like...
Good for you.
I don't know.
Also, before I forget...
If you are here, leave a like on the video.
We are planning on doing new projects.
If you're still here, what do you want? You want money? Or
no.
You want money?
We want their money, Nick. We're trying to steal their money.
You want merch? You want merch? You want Media Mix merch?
We don't have that yet.
I was going to say, if there's anything you want us to do, if there's any funny things you want to see Zach do on, well.
We'll put him in a hot dog.
Yeah, we'll make Zach do funny things.
But anyway, let's do the
an OnlyFans.
We were planning on,
we'll open the OnlyFans if we get to 1,000 subscribers.
It's just Zach's
car. We start with feet first.
Wait, what?
I mean, we could just start that now.
All right, take off your shoes, Zach.
Okay.
Shoes, okay, not your
shirt.
So,
how about you go first, Jack?
Yeah, you guys go. I'm trying to look up what the blood thing does.
Okay.
I can find the answer real quick.
Zach. Sorry, do we want to do... Actually, no. Do we want to do the thing where we just all show a number at the same time?
No, let's just give our ratings. Who cares?
No, because I think that's so much better.
Just think of a rating and don't change it.
I can't.
Okay, wait.
You might convince me.
Put it on your phone now when it gets around to you. Show them what you got on your phone.
I don't know.
How about that? So everybody put on your phone what rating you're going to give it, and then we'll go around and we'll each reveal. Obviously, you can't change it.
Stay alive. Sorry.
Why am I
don't want to keep going. I'll get us
copyright.
Reminds
me of the Chicken Little.
Steely Man's. I don't know who you
are. All I'm thinking about is that Voldemort scream, and it's like there's the Voldemort scream and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 trailer, and they reuse the same scream like 5 times throughout the trailer. It's hilarious. And it's like all the comments on that trailer video, it's just that.
Okay, I got my number.
Hold on. Oh, wait. I don't want to go to videos. Oops. The hell is this? God. Ugh. Gross.
So you want me to number. Go first? Okay. The acting... The standout actors were Dumbledore and Grindelwald. Mm-hmm. Everybody else... Newton was okay. I liked Newt. Everybody else was kind of... white noise, forgettable. So, acting was subpar. The plot was subpar as well. I can't even remember what the soundtrack sounds like.
There was only one good part where I liked the soundtrack, and that was like...
I think it was during the crab the Harry scene. Potter,
the actual Harry Potter soundtrack where they're all walking together for some reason.
I don't know. I feel like that's cool. The issue is... Whenever the soundtrack for an IP is established in the first movie, all later adaptations just kind of water them down by redoing them in a different fashion. It just gets repetitive. So I can't even remember ever hearing the Harry Potter theme in this movie. I don't know.
There was like a version of it. It was kind of epic.
I'm sure there was.
There was no good scores.
Yeah.
I could agree with you on that.
So, I guess I'm just going to give it a 5 out of 10.
Oof.
There
it is, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not bad, but it's not good. It's okay.
What the heck?
It is okay.
It is a mid-tier movie.
It is mid.
Zach, what do you say?
I say a little higher than Nick. I give it a 6. Whoa. 6, ladies and gentlemen. 6.
Okay, I figured it out. Go ahead, though.
You figured it out?
Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to say that if this one random beast did not give birth to twins, this plot would fucking fall apart. and Grindelwald would win.
Well, it is the plot. So.
It is the plot.
There you go.
The plot.
Your point is invalid.
Hey. So, like, the Fantastic Beasts were fantastic.
The movie That's the wasn't. End of that sentence.
The movie wasn't. I don't know. Like, Yeah. Just like
the Fantastic Beasts trilogy so far, it just feels like a fresh coat of paint on an old car.
It's like the new Star Wars movies. All the effects are really cool.
I'm sorry.
And seeing everything is like really cool. I toned him out. I don't know what he just said, but like the effects are really cool.
Sorry, that was offensive to you, Vicky.
The actors were good, but they didn't have any good plot to kind of go off of. So that's why I give it a 6.
You done?
What the heck?
Yeah. All right. So before I give my rating and Vicky's, yeah. I have the answer to our question about like the whole the blood pack thing. The blood. It's called a blood trough.
Blood truffle.
Yeah, so when they make the agreement, they like, you see it in Harry Potter, but they like slice their hands and like shake hands, and like two drops of blood from each person like goes up and like becomes one, and then the thing forms around it, kind of like encasing it, and like no magic spell can break it. So there's only one, and Grindelwald had it. I think this isn't like the last movie. I probably completely missed it. But Grindelwald had it, and I think he kept it because he didn't want Dumbledore to try and destroy it and try and find a way to destroy it, even though there was really no known way to destroy it. Mm. Therefore allowing Dumbledore to make a move against Grindelwald directly. Mm. So basically what happened in the last movie is one of Newt's like little animals or something like that, like
the one that grabs everything, like,
yeah,
shiny.
Yeah, the one that, like, the shiny things, like, stole it from him when he wasn't when he didn't realize it in, like, one of the end scenes or something like that, and then brought it to Dumbledore, and they're like, all right, now we can try and figure out how to destroy it, and that's where they were.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
One thing I like to note, there wasn't a lot of beasts in this movie.
Nope.
There's maybe, like,
there was
five.
A whole, like, there was a whole suitcase. Of
that's
couple.
Why I,
yeah.
I'm
there was
not
a whole
really...
suitcase of beasts.
That's the only thing I'd like.
We rarely saw
to know.
Any of them.
I'm not a fan of the whole like. It's titled the Fantastic Beasts series. Like, I wish the first movie was just Fantastic Beasts and where to find them.
So in the second movie, what was the beast that the plot revolved around in that movie?
Which one?
The second one.
Grindelwald.
That
Grindelwald's
beast of
a beast.
In bed.
Do you want to go
Dumbledore.
Or do you want me to go?
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Whoa. Well, whoa. For my rating, I gave it a 7.5. I don't know if you can see.
Nice graphic.
I didn't really need those graphics.
Mathematics.
Yeah. I gave it a 7.5. Well, that was the only 7.5 I could find. Anyways. I gave it a 7.5 because I like this movie. It's good. It does have, like you said, I was listening to you guys. It does have some things that, like, you know, it's a little iffy and, like, you know, maybe, like, some people wouldn't want to watch it. But I still think it was really good. Oh, my God. The way, I don't know. I don't want to go into this again because I'm going to just start scolding at Nick and Zach. But
well, I mean, I will so admit, if I wasn't so stupid, maybe I could understand more of the plot.
You know, it doesn't have to be stupid. Like, you guys
maybe
are saying,
like, animals.
Stop. Listen, you guys are saying that this, like, it doesn't add up to the Harry Potter series, and I can kind of agree to that, but it's its own little sub thing. Like, it's completely, like, it's not completely different, but it's, like, it's different. So, like, here's the Harry Potter series, and here is this, and they have a small little interconnecting, like, line. Because, like, it's kind of similar. It's, like, backstory. Sometimes it's not going to be a carbon copy, or sometimes it's not going to be completely, like, the same.
I don't want it to be the same.
Exactly. That's what I think it makes it so great.
So it's unique.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
It's something different. It's, I don't know, I kind of like variety when it comes to, like, you know, sequels or prequels. It's a prequel.
Prequel. I don't know. I just wasn't really invested in the story, I guess. Just because
I'm just excited for more movies.
It's set in the past, and you know nothing really bad is going to happen. There's not going to be a war between the wizards and the muggles, just because, you know, if that was a thing that happened, that would have had major implications on the Harry Potter world.
That's where I'm just like
the original series.
That's where it's just like you're like, oh, I know it's not going to happen, so it's predictable.
So it's
I just want to see what happens with the characters. I want to see how they get to the point. Like, that's what I'm invested in. Like, that how they get to the future.
I think that just also plays into the payoff of the movie. There just wasn't a really good payoff in the end, I don't think.
Yeah, but I'm just excited for more movies. That's just my point.
I guess.
All right, well, 7.5.
Okay. My reading. Let me just make sure it's pulled up right here. It was a 7. So I thought this movie was pretty decent. I already pretty much talked about what I liked and didn't like about this movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like Harry Potter, and this is a pretty satisfactory movie to me, so that's why it gets what it gets.
Nick.
Do you know what the average is?
Stop. I can hear that.
Oh, can you?
Oh. You're like a little dog gnawing on a
I thought that was quiet enough.
Were you paying attention to our averages?
Yeah, 7.5. You gave it a 6.
Yeah. It'll go up on the screen somewhere.
Five. I gave it a 5.
I was averaging it in my head.
Oh, okay.
5 plus 6 plus 7.5 plus, what was yours?
7.
What is that?
Actually, I changed mine to a 7.5672.
6.75?
Hacker man.
Did I do that right?
6.3. Well, actually 6.4 if you round it.
Well, you were close.
I look at the positive side of things.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
All right, well.
And now for our next episode, Smash or Pass Every Pokemon.
Damn it. I will not be participating.
Yes, you will. You're going to do your homework.
No, I don't like...
You're not Pokesexual?
No, what?
All right. Smash or Pass Young Dumbledore.
Smash!
Smash!
Well, absolute bad. Smash!
You can smash me.
Jack?
I don't know.
We're waiting the answer.
All right, we're signing out, everybody.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for watching.
What a cliffhanger.
Please make sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, leave a comment in the comments below of what you thought about this movie. Are we dumb? Possibly.
Probably.
Most Tell likely. Us how dumb we are in the comments.
Please. I didn't watch the second movie, so I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy...
But that doesn't...
I mean, jeez.
That probably wouldn't change things, if I'm being honest.
But, yeah, I mean, leave your personal rating below. What did you think about this movie? Is this a should watch, or do you don't... No, don't watch.
Is it a smash or a pass?
Smash.
Would you smash this movie? Leave a comment down below. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This has been Media Mix. See you in the next episode. Peace.
Yep. Now, can we include...